The world has six Stratfords. Stratford, England, where Shakespeare was born, two in Canada, one in Australia, one in New Zealand, and of course, one in Connecticut. Every 2 years, they get together for the Stratfords of the World reunion. This all started more than 20 years ago between Stratford, Connecticut and Stratford, Ontario in Canada, because they both had Shakespeare theatres at the time. Rosemary Martin Haydock is one of the organizers of this year's reunion. She calls it a unique and fun club.
And it's kind of a kick to be in another hemisphere and pass the Stratford Bank or the Stratford High School or the Stratford Pub and realize, oh my gosh, I'm in Australia or I'm in New Zealand, and look, they've got a Stratford Bar and Grill here too.
Host families will volunteer to let the visitors stay for free in whichever Stratford they go to, and they're looking for more volunteers. They'll go to local museums, watch concerts, and of course, watch performances of Shakespearean plays. Haydock says the reunions are now about more than just Shakespeare and the name Stratford.
The end result, as you can imagine, is lasting friendships. I have been a member of this group for 20 years, and I can honestly say that this organization has changed my life. The friendships that I made dating all the way back to 1993 have been with me the entire 20 years.
People in Stratford, Connecticut even formed the Stratford Sister Cities Chorus back when the reunion started to serve as vocal ambassadors for the alliance. The next reunion will be in Stratford, England in 2016 to recognize the 400th anniversary of Shakespeare's death. Alan Yu, WNPR News.